Brilliance Audio presents The Bigamist, The True Story of a Husband's Ultimate Betrayal by Mary Turner Thompson, performed by the author. Author's note. This is a true story and as genuine account as I can produce of what happened to me. With hindsight, it's possible to see some of what was real and what was not. But this book is written from the perspective of what I knew to be the truth at the time and why I believed it. Too many people are abused by lies and deceit. I have yet to meet anyone who has never been conned, deceived, or lied to at some point in their lives. People who discover their partner's affairs feel ashamed and belittled, as if somehow they should have known, particularly if others around them suspected earlier than they did. There is a perception of idiocy when a person has been deceived by someone they love and trust, though in fact, to trust people, and particularly your lover, is completely natural. Those of us who have been deceived are made to feel stupid and embarrassed, although we have done nothing but have faith in someone who professed love. To protect those who do not want to be recognised, I have changed all the names in this book, except for my own and that of Will Jordan. I was often asked if I would write it under a pseudonym, as it was thought that I might not want people to know who I am. The question itself betrays the social perception I want to change. Why should people feel ashamed or humiliated because they have been a victim of a crime? I'm not proud of what has happened, but I certainly do not feel the need to hide it. It's that very perception that keeps so many people trapped in silence and unable to talk about their own abusive situation. If this book can help others who have been through something similar, then all the better. I had initially hoped to include excerpts from the original emails and messages that I received and kept from Will Jordan in order to tell the story in both the words of the prey and the predator. Unfortunately, however, these have been removed due to legal advice, but I have been careful to convey the tone of Will's correspondence accurately and without exaggeration from the originals. This book is for my three wonderful children, Robin, Ailey, and Zach. They are my salvation, my heart and soul, and deserved better than the hand they were dealt. They had to grow up without a father and without any paternal child support or financial investment in their future. They have come to terms with what has happened to us all, and this book helped them to understand without bitterness or regret. When this book was originally published in 2007, my children were only 8, 5, and 2 years old, so I changed their names. At the time of publishing this third edition, they are now 21, 18, and 15 years old. Now older, they have specifically asked me to use their real names, so I have.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?